In a swearing-in ceremony boycotted by Western diplomats, 39-year-old Faure Gnassingbé was installed this week as the new president of Togo. In his inauguration speech, Mr. Gnassingbé promised to respect human rights. Monday before parliament, he promised to push through democratic reforms. The military installed Mr. Gnassingbé as Togo's new leader after his father and former president of Togo, Gnassingbé Eyadema, died Saturday. Mr. Nasingbe's position was later sanctioned by parliament, who made him the new speaker of parliament and changed the constitution, which had stipulated elections should be held within 60 days. The African Union has condemned the change in power, calling it a coup. An analyst from a British-based regional security publication, Jane Sentinel, Richard Reeve, says the army will probably use force to support Mr. Gnassingbé in order to maintain the dominance of his father's minority Kabye ethnic group. Although the Kabye dominate Togo's army, they make up just 12% of the population of about 5 million people.
Given his backing from the army in the events of the weekend, the experience under his father and the way the military is structured, parallel to politics and the dominance of the Kabye people from the north, I think there's every chance that the military would use a heavy degree of force to maintain their power.
The Minister of Interior issued a ban on public rallies Monday, saying that it is to observe a two-month mourning period for the dead president, but which opposition members say is really to silence protest. Mr. Gnassingbé may give the opposition more of a voice than President Eyadema, as he wants to push for more Western aid. As minister under his father, Mr. Gnassingbé tried to unfreeze European Union aid money, blocked off since 1993 when 20 pro-democracy protesters were killed. Mr. Reeve says the new president is likely to let exiled opposition leaders return to Togo.
You could at least have the opposition come back to the country. I mean, that's been paved substantially by the recent talks with the EU anyway. So I think he's unlikely to want to jeopardize the progress that's been made so far in that direction, but he will look out to guarantee the interests of the Kabye and the military.
Mr. Gnassingbé entered politics in 2002 when he stood for parliamentary elections, which were boycotted by the opposition. His father named him Minister for Telecommunications, Mines and Equipment in 2003, which critics took as a sign that Mr. Gnassingbé was already being positioned to take over the presidency. Gabby Menezes for VOA News, Abidjan.